I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Maryland man has been arrested after police say he attempted to board a school bus and was recorded clinging to the front of the moving vehicle. No, Marilyn Manson, I think, still recovering from the stage
fall. Marilyn Man, not his son.
Oh, Marilyn Man's.
Yeah, a Marilyn Man.
Okay. All Maryland, right. Like the state.
Yes.
A state full of beautiful people, the beautiful people.
He was clinging to the front of the moving vehicle after the driver refused to let him in. Here's the actual audio of this. You got to listen closely to the man. The video, this is what messed up. The bus driver's recording this while he's driving with kids on the bus, and the man's hanging onto the front of the damn thing like, hey! He's like, open the door! He's hanging on like the front, like where they have like the mirror so they can see the side where the traffic's coming on. He's like, open the door! Open up! I'm like, dude, why don't you get off the bus before it runs you over?
I hear the pink in the background.
Yes.
Oh, pink.
Hey, maybe they were listening to our station. By the way, if you want to win pink tickets, make sure you follow the Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. We're going to put a clue up there every day this week because we're giving you pink tickets around 9 o'clock, but you won't know what to do unless you follow us. Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and click on our story.
Good. You call them.
So then the guy's like, I'm going to call the police. He's like, good, call him. But like the guy's hanging on like it's an action movie, but it's like a 5-mile-per-hour bus thing. And I'm like, that bus driver is going to kill this dude if he doesn't get off the bus.
Yikes.
Get off the bus.
And I don't blame the guy for hanging on the bus because he was mad. He tried to stop the bus after a bottle was allegedly thrown out of the bus, striking his vehicle. The school bus was driving students at the time, and the bus driver was hesitant to let the guy in the bus because he's afraid, you know, something could happen, like he could beat a kid up. But
you know what happened the last time a guy refused to get off a city bus?
Okay, I'm glad you said guy. No, what happened?
He ate the guy next to him. It's real.
What happened?
There's like a case of a guy, he started eating the person next to him. He thought that he was a demon or something. He was like, he was all messed up. He was like a schizophrenic and he hadn't taken his medicine. And so he was like, the guy sitting next to me is a demon. And he started to kill him and eat him.
So he's like,
I don't blame him. I've been on the bus before. I think there's a demon sitting next to me.
He's going to eat all of his pain away. Take care of all that.
I'm so scared.
I'm going to see him sitting on the bus. Thank you. All right.
Too soon.
And is it? Okay. And then let's see here. Moving on to Florida. A 19-year-old man was arrested after he punched a Florida cop in the side of his head. Officers were called after the teen was running around shouting a female's name in the street. We don't know what name it was, but the man...
Darlene! Darlene! I'm going to guess it was that.
What part of Florida would say Darlene?
Jupiter. Darlene! Darlene! Darlene!
Darlene! Please don't kiss her just because you can, or whatever it says.
Is that how the song goes? Please don't kiss her.
Or don't leave me just because you can. I can't remember the exact words, but I was close enough. You knew what I was saying.
All right, yeah. Well, I don't know what. Maybe it was Darlene that he was shouting in the street. The man then shouted at one of the officers, you know what? I've been through. Do you? I'm God. And then he punched him again in the face. Yeah, so it makes me wonder. What if this was the guy?
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait, if God is a stranger on the bus, then what about those demons?
Or maybe
is God on the bus or is the demon on the bus?
But do you think that was God on the bus that was shouting, let me in? Like, let me into your life?
The demon's on the bus.
Oh, God. I just said God. Yeah.
You know everything.
It's all.
I'm the devil.
It all comes full circle. It's all crazy.
Crazy how it's...
What a small world.
It is.
With Marilyn Manson. Stupid.
You know somebody's going to complain about the show like, the Joe and Alex show is mocking Christianity. No, no we're not.
No, we're not. We're just pointing out the facts. We're just laying out the facts.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
I can just make Alex laugh by hitting like two buttons. Well, anyways, the officers used a taser to take the man down, but he told them, "I like pain," as they charged just flow through him. The guy was finally arrested and charged with battery on law enforcement officers, resisting an officer, and violence. And yes, we have one more Dummy of the Day story to get to. A 31-year-old guy named Cameron and his 37-year-old friend of his named Veronica were at a bus stop?
No way!
I'm not making this stuff up. Alex, I find the stories and I try to share them with you guys. They were at a bus stop in Clearwater, Florida, so we're keeping it in Florida. There's a lot going. We need Jesus. So they were in Clearwater, Florida last Thursday around 6 p.m. when the mood struck. So they got down on the grass next to the bus station.
What?
And Cameron started giving Veronica some sweet, sweet loving.
Ew.
Yeah. The thing is, though, they were in full view of a 6-lane highway. Like, right there, everybody could see them, and somebody called the cops on them. What a bunch of fun killers.
Lames.
Right there. No kidding. When the police got there, Cameron was still doing it with Veronica, and they were arrested for performing an unnatural and lascivious, I can't say that word correctly.
Unnatural?
Ooh, what
I
were
think
they
it's
doing?
Pretty natural.
I don't know.
They must have been doing something extra.
Yeah, something weird.
Yeah, something like you don't see about in your everyday playbook right there.
Yikes.
Should I Google unnatural act?
No.
Not on this computer. You'll get it taken away by the government.
Let me borrow it. Those right there are your Dummies of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Fashion designer Donna Karan talked about the Harvey Weinstein sexual harassment drama and says women may be asking for it given the clothes they are wearing and how they are presenting themselves these days.
It's been a hard time for women. To see it here in our own country is very difficult. But I also think, how do we display ourselves? How do we present ourselves as women? What are we asking? Are we asking for it? You know, by presenting all the sensuality and all the sexuality, you know, and what are we throwing out to our children today? I don't think it's only Harvey Weinstein. I don't think we're only looking at him. I think we're looking at a world much deeper than that. When you look at everything all over the world today, you know, and how women are dressing and, you know, what they're asking by just presenting themselves the way they do. What are they asking for?
Dude. Trouble.
That is the dumbest biatch I've ever heard in my life.
Her career is over.
That's like saying, like, well, I mean, if you go to a party, ladies, and you get drunk, you could get raped.
Well, that's
right?
Exactly what she's saying.
Come on.
Or
I mean,
if you're dressed in.
You were having a good time.
Yeah.
What a dumb biatch.
ESPN has suspended host Jemele Hill for 2 weeks after tweeting fans can hurt NFL owners by boycotting certain advertisers. Last month, Hill called President Donald Trump a white supremacist. She was not suspended for that tweet. Hollywood couple Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are not giving their kids any Christmas gifts this holiday season.
What?
She said, last year when we celebrated Christmas, Wyatt was two and it was too much. We didn't give her anything. It was the grandparents. The kid no longer appreciates that one gift. They don't even know what they're expecting. They're just expecting stuff. NeNe Leakes is apologizing for wishing rape upon another woman. The reality star posted her apology on Facebook saying, I truly regret and apologize for what I said from the stage in Oakland over the weekend. Sometimes words can cut deep and hurt when you have no intentions of them doing so. NeNe was getting booed on stage during a stand-up set in Oakland over the weekend when she told one of the hecklers in the crowd she hoped her Uber driver raped her on the way home. Gross.
That's disgusting.
Over the weekend, Taylor Swift's fans on social media noticed that their favorite singer was popping up on their Instagram accounts. Swift also revealed some vital information about her music and her cats. While Swift has been keeping a low profile lately, fans have been wondering how her cats Meredith and Olivia are doing. Well, she answered that in a fan's Instagram Live. She said the cats are alive and well, still very fuzzy. She also slid into one fan's DMs and shared her thoughts on Instagram Live. She said, these Instagram Live things are so much fun. I feel like I've discovered a new world. And the Pussycat Dolls are getting back together after 8 years. The band featuring Nicole Scherzinger launched a brand new website for fans, but their future plans are still a mystery. A source says the girls finally found a time that works for everyone. They've decided to leave the past in the past and are ready to move forward.
Which means none of them could succeed on their own.
Yep. And Jesse James Decker announced Monday that she and hubby Eric Decker are expecting their third child together. The Eric and Jesse reality show star shared the news with daughter Vivian Rose and son Eric Jr. in an adorable Instagram video. Oh my gosh, it's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. She's telling her little girl Vivian that she's pregnant and she is kicking and clapping and she's so excited. There's a baby in your tummy. is the cutest. So she said, Eric and I are so excited to share with y'all that we are expecting baby Decker number 3. And it's the best. They're going to expect that baby in the end of March. That is the garbage.
Right now, I wanted to talk to you right here and see what you thought about this, because I get where they're going with this, but at the same time, I think like parents just have to do their job. I don't think people need to step in. There's a town in New York State that says parents of children found bullying other minors could face jail time under a new law, which is approved by the community. The law went into effect October 1st, so about a week or so ago, in a town just north of Buffalo. The town council says it hopes that the new law will put a stop to bullying by holding parents accountable for the children's actions. Parents could be fined $250 and sentenced to 15 days in jail if their child bullies someone. If they violate the city curfew or break any other city law. So there's a couple of different things they can get in trouble for.
I disagree.
What do you think?
Don't put the parents in jail. Put the kids in jail. Feed them gruel. Rough them up a little bit. Put some hair on their chest. We got the wussification of America going on. Raising babies. Big babies.
So if you were a bully, which I could see little Alex being a bully back in the day, I totally see you as like a bully on the playground.
I wasn't.
I don't believe
that.
I'm
very sensitive. I hate confrontation.
I don't believe
that.
People
bullied me. My freshman year in high school was awful. I was totally bullied in school. I wasn't the one bullying.
Producer MYK.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
I don't see her like confronting people and like being a punk. I can't see her doing that.
Listen, let me tell you something. After 5 years in radio, I'm way more assertive and stuff with my feelings and stuff now. But I mean, even in I've had jobs before and stuff. I would like leave every day and cry because I couldn't stand up to my boss. I've learned as you get older. I think you've learned not to put up with crap. I think I'm at a point in my life now that I'm really good about not putting up with other people's crap. But before, I definitely did.
I believe that because it seems like you're letting it all out now.
See, that's right. I'm just taking it out on you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I feel like I am getting bullied over here. Can we put you in jail or something? No, I kind of agree with you on there. It's like, no, don't keep in mind, there are parents that are just deadbeat parents, which is so sad. These kids have nobody to look up to help raise them.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, if mom's going to be lazy and sit on her butt and do nothing, then what are you going to do? But imagine you put a kid like in juvenile detention for the weekend.
I mean.
Oh, crap. They're going to poop their pants.
Yeah, I don't actually think the kids should be put in jail, but I don't really think the parents should either. I think
they should. If your kid is like a bully and like making kids cry like constantly, like just being a total idiot. I'm not just saying like that, like, you know, like kids pick on each other. That's normal. Like
right.
Harassing bullying.
Oh, maybe.
What are you going to do to stop it?
I guess you're right.
I don't know. That or take away the internet.
Oh, that's what it needs. Just
that's the worst thing.
Turn that right off.
For sure. Right now, I wanted to talk to you right here and see what you thought about this, because I get where they're going with this, but at the same time, I think like parents just have to do their job. I don't think people need to step in. There's a town in New York State that says parents of children found bullying other minors could face jail time under a new law, which is approved by the community. The law went into effect October 1st, so about a week or so ago, in a town just north of Buffalo. The town council says it hopes that the new law will put a stop to bullying by holding parents accountable for the children's actions. Parents could be fined $250 and sentenced to 15 days in jail if their child bullies someone. If they violate the city curfew or break any other city law. So there's a couple of different things they can get in trouble for.
I disagree.
What do you think?
Don't put the parents in jail. Put the kids in jail. Feed them gruel. Rough them up a little bit. Put some hair on their chest. We got the wussification of America going on. Raising babies. Big babies.
So if you were a bully, which I could see little Alex being a bully back in the day, I totally see you as like a bully on the playground.
I wasn't.
I don't believe
that.
I'm
very sensitive. I hate confrontation.
I don't believe
that.
People
bullied me. My freshman year in high school was awful. I was totally bullied in school. I wasn't the one bullying.
Producer MYK.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
I don't see her like confronting people and like being a punk. I can't see her doing that.
Listen, let me tell you something. After 5 years in radio, I'm way more assertive and stuff with my feelings and stuff now. But I mean, even in my, I've had jobs before and stuff. I would like leave every day and cry because I couldn't stand up to my boss. I've learned as you get older, I think you've learned not to put up with crap. I think I'm at a point in my life now that I'm really good about not putting up with other people's crap. But before, I definitely did.
I believe that because it seems like you're letting it all out now.
See, that's right. I'm just taking it out on you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I feel like I am getting bullied over here. Can we put you in jail or something? No, I kind of agree with you on there. It's like, no, don't keep in mind, there are parents that are just deadbeat parents, which is so sad. These kids have nobody to look up to help raise them.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, if mom's going to be lazy and sit on her butt and do nothing, then what are you going to do? But imagine you put a kid like in juvenile detention for the weekend.
I mean.
Oh, crap. They're going to poop their pants.
Yeah, I don't actually think the kids should be put in jail, but I don't really think the parents should either. I think
they should. If your kid is like a bully and like making kids cry like constantly, like just being a total idiot. I'm not just saying like that, like, you know, like kids pick on each other. That's normal. Like right. Harassing, bullying.
Maybe.
What are you going to do to stop it?
I guess you're right.
I don't know. That or take away the internet.
Oh, that's what it needs. Just
that's the worst thing
turn
ever.
Turn that right off.
For sure. Good morning. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show. By the way, can I hit the hype horn one time? Do you guys mind if I hype horn it up real quick?
Yeah.
It's our 1 year anniversary today.
It's our birthday! We gave birth a year ago today to the Joe and Alex Show, and it sounded a little like this. Ah! Ah!
Don't forget to breathe.
And then the baby was born.
Hi, haters. We haven't been fired yet. It could still happen, though. But we've made it 1 year, which a lot of people said it was not
even possible.
A lot of
people tried to get us fired, but so far, no can do.
That is a fun story. We'll talk about that coming up around 7:30 this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. I've never been so called into office so many times in my life. Let's get to it right now. We've got your chance to win something really, really cool, and that is a pair of tickets. Where to, you say? Well, I'll tell you to. How about to Necropolis, City of Perpetual Darkness? Oh, haunted houses. It's super, super scary. Let's go to line number one this morning. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Wait a minute. My phone's not working again. Okay, let's try it again. Let's try it. Okay, let's see. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to line number four. Who's this?
You're a fail. A fail. A fail.
Is this that guy from yesterday?
Y'all are a fail.
What? Hello? Who's
a
this?
Fail.
Fails on the phone?
Fail.
Is this the same guy that called us yesterday at this time?
Y'all are a fail.
Okay.
All right.
F-A-I-L. A fail.
Did he spell it right?
Fail.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you can spell. Okay. That's good.
Thanks for joining in and actually contributing to the conversation we were trying to have. Thanks, man. Okay. Let's actually try line one again because that did not work. Seriously. What? Dude. You're my boy.
He's ready to spell though, for the game.
Yeah, apparently.
1 year in and we're a fail.
Yeah,
a fail.
All right, stop it. You're just ego giving him more stuff. You're egging him on. Stop that. It's not funny. Let's go to Nick this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Dude, you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, man. What game are we playing today, Nick?
What the spell?
What the spell? Hey, no swearing on the radio.
Dude, why are you swearing?
Sorry.
Jeez.
What in Sam's spell?
So guys, when I picked
it's
up
better
the
than smell.
When I picked up the phone on Nick, he said, I want to play What the Smell. And I was like, that's a whole other game that we can play on another day.
Wait, Nick.
We can play it with Liv.
What were you sniffing?
I honestly don't know. I was in the middle of working when I heard it. So.
Okay, well then, Alex, this is kind of the game where you lead it. What the spell is going to be you giving me words, and I'll try to spell them correctly because my grammar and English ability is very, very bad.
Okay, so the object of the game, you don't actually have to spell it right, but Nick has to guess if you will be able to spell it correctly or not, right?
That is correct. Yep, okay. I could spell it wrong, but he has to guess before I spell that. Oh, I don't think Joe can spell it. He'll get it wrong.
So I'll say what the word is, and then Nick, you say, yes, I think he can spell that, or no, I don't. And then he'll actually spell it and we'll find out. So your word, the first word is spoopy.
What?
Your first word is spoopy.
Spoopy?
Like, it's so scary and it's creepy. It's spoopy.
Okay, that didn't even make sense. Like, if it was scary, like, spoopy to me means, like, it's so scary that I poop myself.
Well, you know what? You interpret it however you would like, but the word is spoopy. So, Nick, do you think he can spell that?
By his reaction, I'm going to say no.
All right, I'm going to try on every one of these, by the way. Okay, here we go. Spoopy. S-P-O-O-P-K-Y. Spoop. What's the word?
Spoopy.
Spoopy. S-P-O-O-P-Y. Spoopy.
That is correct. You almost spelt spoopky.
All right, Nick, you got to get these next two right, man, or you are a loser.
Okay.
All right. Joe, spell the word Saturday.
Do you think I can spell that, Nick?
Yes.
Saturday. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Saturday.
Incorrect.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Saturday, S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Capital S. They would they would take a point off in fourth grade spelling bee for that. They would.
What the heck?
No, Nick, it's what the spell.
He got it right.
Wait, so am I hanging up on Nick? Does that mean he?
No, you're keeping Nick. 1-1.
Okay, come Alex.
You were wrong. No, if a fourth grade teacher is on the line, she would say you were wrong.
When they do
I got
the
this
script,
from a list.
When they do the Scripps National Spelling Bee, they're not like, sorry.
Yes, they are.
Was Spoopy supposed to be capitalized?
What'd you say, Nick?
I said proper grammar wasn't put in the rules yet.
I don't know about that. All right, we're moving on. Your word is eerie. The dark woods were eerie. Nick, do you think he can spell eerie?
Yes.
Well, I know the lake named Erie, so I'm going to say that Erie is E. Capital E R I E. Erie.
Wrong.
No, it's right. That is
wrong. You're wrong on two counts.
That is right.
There's no capital E. Second of all, it's E E R I E.
No, it's. I'm going to check on my phone. Don't look at my.
I didn't say Erie like the lake. I said Erie as in the woods are eerie.
There's Erie Canal. I just saw that. There's Erie Insurance.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about a place.
Yeah, we're spelling
words. I'm just saying
words.
I'm using it as an adjective.
So does that mean Nick wins or loses? I'm so distracted. I don't even know anymore.
Confused.
Wait, did he say that you were going to get it right or wrong?
He said he was going to get it right, and Joe got it wrong.
So that's he got one right and two wrong then.
Yeah, we got to move on.
Nick, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Dude, Nick, the new game's going to be, what the hell? Thank you, dude. All right, let's go to line number four. Jill's on the Joe and Alex show. This is a cluster. Jill.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, for some of us it might be. Not for me. I'm terrible at spelling.
All right, so Jill, the first
you
word.
You can do it.
You just have to say if Joe will get it right or wrong. Is he going to be able to spell the word vegetable?
Yes, he can spell it.
All right.
My wife and I were talking about vegetables last night. I wanted her to go buy some cucumbers.
Spell the word vegetable, Joe.
I can't talk my way out of this one. Vegetables.
No, vegetable.
What did she say? Yeah, right or wrong?
She said you're going to get it right.
Okay.
You're going to get it right.
Vegetable. This one of them. Singular.
Okay. Spell it.
Vegetable. V-E-G-E-T-E-A-B-L-E. Vegetable.
Oh.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
What?
V-E-G-E-T-A-B-L-E. Oh. Vegetable.
Oh, okay.
Kinda vegetable.
Kind of like Princey Pal. Okay.
All right. Your next word. What's her name? Julie? Jackie?
Jill.
Jill, there you go.
Spell Jill, Alex.
J, capital J-I-L-L.
J-A-C-K-I-E, Jill.
Jill, can he spell the word phantom? Jill.
Yes, he can spell it.
All right, spell the word phantom, Joe.
My gut wants to say it's like an F, but I believe it's like one of those silent P things. Like pterodactyl.
Okay.
Phantom. P-H-A-N-T-O-M. Phantom.
Good job.
Hell yeah.
All right. You are almost done, Jill, and you almost won. All you have to do is guess correctly if he will get this right or wrong. Your next word is gruesome.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. Joe, spell the word gruesome.
Gruesome. G-R-U-S-E-U-M-E. S-E-U-M-E, gruesome.
You are wrong, and Jill was right, so she wins!
How do you spell gruesome?
Jill, hands up, hands down if you're not driving!
Yes.
How do you spell gruesome?
G-R-U-E-S-O-M-E.
That's what I spelled, didn't I?
No.
No.
You don't want to hear what you spelled.
All right.
I don't even know what he didn't. He just put words or letters together. I don't know.
Big congratulations going out to Jill this morning, winning what the spell? You got a pair of Necropolis City of Perpetual Darkness Haunted House tickets. Hey, by the way, have you heard about our chainsaw wake-ups that we're doing? Have you heard about that, Jill?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I did. You mentioned it yesterday.
That is correct.
Yes.
If you want to scare the crap out of a loved one, a friend, or a family member, RadioNowIndy.com. Go there to wake them up by one of our chainsaw-toting psychos from Necropolis. We're doing it this Friday. I'm so excited about the chainsaw wake-up.
I'm excited because we get to send Liv the web girl, and she's the biggest scaredy cat ever, and she's going to have to be there with the chainsaw-wielding madman, scaring people, waking them up.
She'll run away before anybody else even gets up or anything. I know, it'll be terrible. Go show them.
It's your birthday. Can't wait to blow my candles out. He want that.
The music stopped. We're obviously excited.
That's a lot of spit right there. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and we are celebrating quickly. We're not that full of ourselves, but it is our one-year anniversary, and we can't believe we're still here, and we're so thankful to be here. Dude, Alex hooked it up. Oh, my God, producer MYK.
Mine doesn't make noise.
Yeah, you got to continue
blow
blowing.
Hard.
Blow hard. Blow harder. Well, now that's a party poop. Hold on, wait.
Chicken makes noise.
Oh, a rubber chicken.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to squeeze the chicken.
We're celebrating today 1 year of the Joe and Alex Show, and we appreciate you so much if you listen. Even if you don't like the show, a lot of people don't like us.
Our hate listeners are our biggest fans, actually. Like, if it weren't for them, we probably wouldn't be on the air, but our hate listeners listen longer than our listeners that love us.
But the people that love us, we appreciate you too. And if you don't already follow the show, do that Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Do we have cups in the room? I see we have a bottle here. Alex has brought some champagne. All right, you want me to try to open this?
Yeah, I'm scared of opening champagne bottles, okay. So you've to do it.
Let me try to open it up real quick.
Yeah, we thought it would be fun today to celebrate, have some champagne, go down memory lane.
I don't know what way to point it, because if I point toward Alex, I'll take an eye out. There's
me.
A TV. Live the web girl.
Maybe you point it towards the camera.
Okay, good idea. Come here, camera person. what if I hit live in the one eye that doesn't have pink eye? All right, I took the top off. I'll do it this way. Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay, give me a glass in case it starts to overflow everywhere.
It shouldn't. Ooh. It shouldn't be shooken up. It only does that if it's chicken. Even if
it
doesn't, it'll just go on the carpet.
Champagne?
Yeah.
On a plane. Here we go. It's about to pop.
Shh, 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 shh.
Ooh! There it is.
Oh, yeah. Popping bottles.
Mimosas. I got me some Simply Orange Juice pulp free, because if you like pulp, you're probably a terrorist.
All right. Be careful over there. Hey. I love me some pulp, too. Yeah. Either way, can you pour those out? Can you mix them up while we do this? Wanted to hear from you, Joe and Alex Show. You could tweet us or call 317-239-1009. But just some of your favorite moments from the past year. We kind of got them in no particular order here. Do you guys remember Brett and Jenna?
Oh my gosh, our Valentine's Day date. Yes, we set up. Brett had emailed us and was like, I want to be set up with somebody. I don't have anybody for Valentine's Day. So we asked our female listeners to call in, and he ended up choosing Jenna to go out with, and that was a disaster.
He asked me to see my purse, and I was just kind of like taken off guard. I was like, oh yeah. And I didn't know what to do, so I just was like, here. Again, I don't really have an explanation for this. I didn't know what was happening. He started like going through my purse and like rummaging through it, and I have like tampons in there. Like, it's weird.
Brett,
have you never heard?
What were you doing?
The best way to get to know someone? Have you never heard that that's the best way to get to know someone?
What?
I mean,
no.
I'm trying to not waste your time.
Well, how do you get to know somebody by going through their purse?
That's so rude and invasive.
Well, yeah, I mean, exactly. And like, he has not. Like, I didn't confront him about this at dinner. I was just trying to get through. But like, I would like to know. Like, what were you doing?
I mean, remember the TV show MTV Room Raiders? That's the closest thing to that, because on that show they try to get to know people by looking through their. They're better.
What?
So I'm doing the same thing except your purse.
MTV's Purse Raiders.
Okay.
I mean, that went on and on and on. It's just like, dude, you're digging yourself a hole.
It was so funny. He was nuts.
Okay, do you guys remember, it'll play in the audio, but I don't want to say it, but I remember, I think this is the first time that we really got in big trouble when this happened.
Well, we didn't get in trouble. We got in trouble with listeners. Well, only a subset of them.
People that sell things
on Facebook.
Yeah, that harass you and want you to buy stuff. So we had this lady call in, and we finally responded after all these like false accusations. And then DJ Hugh Jeffner, oh my God, he's the man. He actually helped us make a remix called Show Me the Receipts, and we made like a song out of it. Do you guys remember this?
Epic. I just got a bunch of messages saying my name is on the radio. I just got a bunch of messages saying my name is on the radio. If you don't like what I talk about and what I do, there's an unfriend and there's an unfollow button. And your bullshit sucks.
Do you remember that?
Oh my gosh.
By the way,
how could I ever forget?
You can search on iTunes or radio90.com, click on our podcast. You can go listen to all these old segments. These are some of our favorite ones. Oh my gosh. I don't know how to put this. Do you guys remember Dana and the dog?
Oh, gosh. Too soon.
Do you guys, okay, remember this?
But the law you're talking about is about sex with animals.
Not loving your animal.
Are you or are you not having sex with your dog?
Yes, Chester and I make love.
What?
Well, it's like any other relationship between two people. You share special moments together. There's an unconditional love. No matter what happens, no matter what the other person does, it's an unconditional love.
She's the woman that moved. She was moving to Kentucky, I believe, where it was no...
Where it's legal or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, because she was like in Ohio or something, and it's illegal. Where it should be illegal everywhere to make love to your animal. Let
yeah,
me throw it out there.
They just made it illegal recently.
Yeah. I think it should be illegal to even kiss your dog in the face, but that's just a message to my wife if she's listening.
Same.
Right now. Do you guys remember this? This was like, we talked about it. Then like a couple of weeks later, somebody got busted. We don't know if it's the same person about the fake nurse in Indy.
Yes. She called us and said that she had been being an actual nurse at one of the hospitals here in Indy, had zero credentials, had never even taken the whatever that nurse test is. She wasn't qualified at all, given IVs, given medication. I don't know. I don't know anything
Not
about nursing.
Not qualified for anything. Yeah. She had a friend help her with the test. It was crazy.
Nuts.
What have you been doing?
I've been working here in Indy for about 5 months now as a nurse. But the only thing is, I don't have any real credentials, experience, or degree.
What?
Well, this is what happened. I started becoming obsessed with Grey's Anatomy. And I started studying the show.
What do you actually do?
I put in catheters, I do IVs,
oh
I do
my
medication.
God.
Medication?
With no experience or training?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people waste time on money, degrees, and, you know, they go into debt with student loans. I just want to prove that you don't need a piece of paper to show that you're good at something.
That is crazy. And the fact that, like, that she got caught, like, a couple of weeks or a month later.
Yeah.
Is insane.
We don't know for sure that it was the same person, but I mean, that's a pretty crazy coincidence for it not to be.
All right, we got a couple. We got to get through these here because I don't want to do this all day.
Okay.
But Alex, I think you remember this one as one of your favorite things because it was the weirdest thing that we've ever heard in our life.
Is it the ninnying?
Yes. For Ask Alex, Trista, who is now 29, talks about how she ninnies with her mom sometimes.
I'm 29 now. I'm married. I haven't done it since except once when I was 27, I think, because I wasn't feeling well.
Oh, my God!
Wait. So if you're doing this at that age, obviously your mom isn't producing any milk, right? She's not lactating.
No, my mom's almost 70. There's no milk. It's just comforting to do the ask.
That still grosses me out. Not breastfeeding, but that particular case in those people. And producer MYK, was this the one that you liked the most here? Or you...
I was with the dog.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the most mind-blowing story that I have heard.
I don't know where this came in, and this one might be inappropriate. Well, a lot of this is inappropriate for kids, so you might turn this one down, but I never heard of the term pegging before. Until this happened this past year on the Joe and Alex show.
His legs just kind of went up, and I'm like, whoa, you definitely have done this before.
Jeez.
I mean, if this is what you want me to do, then, you know, if we're both comfortable with each other enough for you to share that, then, you know, why not at least try if that's what's going to float your boat?
Wow, my mind
like
is...
Like a drop top going back.
Drop top.
Put it in my... and don't stop. Oh my God, I'm so funny.
All right. Well, those are some of our favorite memories here on the Joe and Alex Show. And we'd love to hear from you, too, on our social media, Radio Now 100.9, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And you can call in, too, 317-239-1009.
Comment what your favorite memory was. Joe and I put a little picture up side by side of Joe and I at our actual birthdays when we were little. I don't know how old you are, but I'm 4 in my picture.
I think I'm probably 3 or 4. Actually, it was 2 years ago when I had hair.
It was 2 years ago. So you can see those two on Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. And under that, you can comment your favorite memory from the show.
Go show, it's your birthday. Can't wait to blow my candles out. He want that.
We're not having birthday sex. It's the 1 year anniversary of the Joe and Alex Show, and yeah, hit it up. All right, producer MYK, you got your little horn again? Can I? Let me hear that horn.
I threw it in the corner.
There it is,
yeah, I don't want to blow Liv's.
No kidding. It's probably got pink eye or something. We're sorry, Liv. We know you don't have pink
You're
eye anymore.
You're never going to let that go.
No, I'm never going to let it go. 317-239-1009. Just taking a couple of calls of your favorite and most memorable moments the past year. Sarah's on the Joe and Alex Show. Sarah, what's up?
Hey, I am a nurse, and I used to work at one of the large hospitals downtown.
Okay.
In a pretty critical area, and a nurse that I worked with, who had worked there for many years, actually got caught that she cheated her way through nursing school and didn't even have a real nursing license.
Wow. So isn't it crazy? Like, I don't know if you originally heard it when we had it on the radio, but then to hear others, like, all these stories, it's like, oh my gosh, like, you work alongside these people.
It was crazy. And none of us could believe it.
And did you have any clue, like, with the woman you worked with, did you even think, like, really?
No, not at all. She seemed like an excellent nurse, and the only reason that she got outed was because of a disgruntled friend.
Ooh. That is so nuts.
I wonder if it was a lover, too, or just a friend. Hey, thank you for the call this morning. We appreciate it. Let's go to line number three real quick. Maddie on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? What was your kind of your favorite memory from this past year of the Joe and Alex show?
Oh, there's too many. But I was wondering, the girl that her dad was saying her boyfriend got caught licking the cat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was like, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I never got to follow up. So
oh, you didn't?
Well, we had to skip a day because we kind of changed our programming. We were supposed to get a recap from around Monday, but that's when the Las Vegas shooting had happened Sunday night. So we had to change it and ask her to come on that Tuesday. So you may have missed it, but all that's up on RadioNowIndy.com. You can find that.
Well, I'm going to tell her. If she called in.
Oh, well, we can tell her. I'm just saying, like, you could always listen if you miss a show or
Alex
something.
Alex is like, you called in, and we're not going to give you any information. No.
I need to know if they're still together.
We don't. Do we know that? We know that apparently.
Oh, yes, we do, because she said that, like, if that's the only weird thing about him, then she's cool with it because.
But they did catch him on camera licking the cat in the
face. Yeah, he totally did.
No.
It was like a fetish. Yeah, he was, like, into that.
Yeah, and apparently it's a thing, like, on TLC, like, My Strange Addiction or something.
Other people have it, yeah.
No kidding. All right, Maddie, thank you. Yeah, no kidding. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. 317-239-1009. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Lexi. This is going to come out probably kind of weird, but I'm just obsessed with your voice.
Oh, Alex's voice?
With Joe's voice.
My voice? Oh my gosh, I sound like a boy that never went through puberty, but okay, cool. I like that.
Yeah, like, I've been listening for a long time, and I just felt compelled to tell you.
Like, it turns you on kind of a thing?
I mean, yeah, I could just hear him talk forever.
Whoa,
I've never heard that before.
Have you ever had, like, private moments thinking about Joe's voice?
I might have, yes.
What?
Holy crap.
I've had, like, an before thinking about it.
Hey, you can't say that word. You can't say that word. This is kind of getting like...
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to get a little adult-themed with Lexi, so just parents, you might want to turn the radio down if you've got little kiddos in the car.
Definitely, because I do want to know more about this, but instead of saying that word, you just said, what do you want her to say?
Just say Big O.
Just say Big O, okay? Say that, because can't say that other word.
Lexi, so you frequently have Big O's thinking about Joe's voice?
Yeah.
Holy crap, Joe.
I've never known this. I've heard about this, and I would suspect most of the people that get that excitement from listening to the show are people checking out Alex's pictures and stuff, which we've had confirmation of. But for me, I'm speechless. My voice is getting higher. Listen.
Oh my gosh. Nervous. He's like got red cheeks.
I don't want you to be speechless. I want you to keep talking.
Okay. What's her name again? Lexi? Lexi,
how dare you forget it?
I'm sorry. So, Lexi, I don't even know what to say, Alex.
So, walk us through this. Like, what is your normal routine when you start having these moments thinking about Joe? Like, are you turning a bath on? Like, you know, do you have battery-operated boyfriends, as I like to call them? Like, what's the deal?
Your Bob?
I have all the amenities. It's like a day spa in my room. There's, like, incense and candles lit. And I basically just have a... Can I say mindgasm? It's like just I think off, basically.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like I can just get off by just like thinking.
Wait, so you're not using actual physical stimulation?
No, it's just a voice.
Okay.
And you think about his voice, and that's all? You don't touch yourself at all?
No, I don't need to.
What? Is this a real thing women can do?
I've never heard of women having like a think off or like a thinkgasm. I mean, what are you doing? Are you only doing this during the show then?
Well, yeah, and I also listen to the podcast so that I can just hear you whenever I want.
Oh my gosh. Okay, no wonder our podcast numbers are doing so well.
She probably turns it down when Alex talks.
Shh, quiet.
Okay, I just Googled thinking off. This is a real thing.
No, that it's not.
Yes, it is. It is teaching. Women can teach themselves how to think themselves to the big O without touching themselves at all, fully clothed, with no direct stimulation physically. And that's exactly what happens for you, Lexi?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
Is she okay? She sounds like... Okay. Well, I mean, like, when did this start happening? Like, how young were you?
Pretty recent.
How old are you now?
24.
Okay, so you've learned to think off, like, probably in the last couple of years.
Yeah, did you learn this in college or something?
I learned it when I just heard you talk.
Oh, she recently figured out how to think off.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Maybe you should keep talking, Joe.
I don't know what to say, guys. What do I...
Joe is blushing. Hang on a minute. I want to see some more about this. So you never use toys or anything. You literally just think about it, and you have a full-blown big O, Lexi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, Lexi, okay. I mean, it's weird. Usually I know what to say in situations, you know, and we talk to people and... I usually give advice and stuff, but...
Okay, this doctor says the brain is the most powerful sex organ. He says men, it is way harder for them to climax without any touch whatsoever, but there are several documented cases in women. This doctor said, I would encourage people to try to use breath work. Concentration and fantasy is how you do this. He says, breathe, have a breath and energy. Oh.
Wow, I mean, I gotta thank Lexi for calling in, because I'm reading kind of the same thing you were doing, Alex, as far as this doctor. He's saying that these thoughts can be just as powerful as the actual real big O, even though it's not being physically touched or touched at all. Is she
Lexi?
Lexi.
You there?
Lexi, are you there?
Joe.
Did she just hang up while you were talking?
I think we lost her. I think she actually was having a mindgasm on the phone.
No, she was not.
Did you hear those noises at the end?
No, she wasn't. She was just talking sexy. She was not. She didn't have one while we were talking to her.
I think she did. We lost her.
You think it was Joe's voice when he was asking that question?
I think it was definitely Joe's voice while he was in the middle of talking.
There's no way.
Has in your radio career, have you ever had a girl?
No, I can't
do
even
that?
I can't even get my wife to have the big O.
Talk to her, that'll help.
No way. I don't think that she just did.
What the heck just happened? 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, you could tweet us.
What do you think about Lexi?
And mindgasms.
Do you really believe producer MYK that she just
You didn't
one?
Hear that end part?
I mean, I thought she was just breathing heavy. She was just being sexy, but I don't think she actually did on the air with us.
I don't know. She sounded kind of twitchy towards the end.
Twitchy.
317-239-1009. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Getting a lot of people calling in. I want to get a few of these calls before we actually get to the garbage here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can call 317-239-1009 and Joe and Alex Show. That's our Twitter and our Instagram. Live the web, girl. What are people saying right now?
Neera said, you guys attract all the crazies. I'm literally laughing so hard right now. And then Darlene said, chick sounded drunk or high. Joe was very good looking, though, so maybe she did. And then Bradley said, ha, 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 she just big O'd on the phone. I'm crying laughing so hard.
Dude, I am dead AF at this.
Let's go to, Miata?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show, Miata.
Actually, I'm just laughing in my car. Joe, no offense, your personality and everything, I love. But your voice is annoying as...
What?
It is. It is. So when she was talking, I was like, what in the what? Is she's either high drunk or just a freak.
That is so savage, Miana.
I'm not into girls, but I'd rather listen to Alex talk all day.
Miata, you're the first and probably only person that will ever say that. We always get that my voice is the annoying one.
I love Alex,
but I have actually gone to your Facebook page just to see what Alex looked like.
Oh, well, thank you.
But no, Joe, come on. I like Joe's personality. I wish my man was had more of Joe's personality, but Joe, your voice is annoying as so no.
Thank you for the call this morning.
That is the most savage thing I've ever heard.
You know what we like, though? Here, we like honesty. We do like that, don't we? Let's talk to Tiffany. Tiffany, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Okay, I just got to say, she most definitely had it at the end of the conversation. That's
Dude,
why she hung
think?
Up. I swear to God, she did. Did you hear her heavy breathing?
I just figured she was walking upstairs or something.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Walking up the stairs!
I mean, I get
she
winded
totally
sometimes.
She got off on your voice, so we're just leaving it at that.
Do you think I should quit talking? Like talk less, maybe, so it doesn't happen again to women?
I mean, that's your call. I mean, I know it probably makes you feel kind of weird because you're married, but, I mean, clearly, she listens to you every morning. I can't say that I get off on your voice. I listen to you guys every morning. I love you guys to death. Y'all have me cracking up.
Tiffany, just listen for a second. What are you doing later? Would you like me to record a voicemail for
Stop.
You?
No, I'm good, actually. Thank you.
Is Tiffany in the shower right now?
Yeah, where are you at, Tiffany?
I'm in the car. I got my window down.
I thought we were about to have another repeat offender. Yeah.
I know.
No, kid. No.
Tiffany is like, I love your old show, but not that much.
Yeah, no kidding. Tiffany, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We appreciate it. All right,
well, that, in the middle of talking about some of our most favorite moments, that now might be my new favorite moment to ever happen on this show.
Oh, we're gonna save that audio right there, make it a drop so we can play it again.
Oh, my word.
I'm not into women, but I like Alex's voice and whatever she said about me. God, I'm a whirlwind of emotion today, and quit looking at me as a sexual piece of meat. I'm here to entertain you.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Okay, this was so embarrassing, but I mean, I'll get through it. But I want to hear from you at 317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, but if you ever accidentally texted someone, just anything, maybe it was words you didn't mean to say, maybe it was an actual picture that was not meant for that person to receive, or maybe it came to you. I want to hear from you on that one. It could even be a message, too. But in my case, Alex, it was a text message.
What happened with you?
So we got our landlord, and I really like our landlord, Ben. I won't get all of his information, but the house that we're renting is just incredible. I hope one day we could buy it. I really, really like it. My wife's happy with it. And we're just going back and forth talking about stuff. I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't have a weed whacker. Can I borrow your weed whacker? I want to clean up the fence where the grass is growing. And just stuff like that, going back and forth. Like, sure, I'll be there this time. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And then I was talking to my wife about something. And then I'm not embarrassed. I'm a hairy dude, okay? And, like, I manscape sometimes and groom. And, like, I'm not like a gorilla, but kind of. Like, my back's a little bit.
I'm not a gorilla, but kind of.
And my back's a little bit hairy. And there's something I saw online, and now there's an updated version of it. It's something out there, by the way, ladies. Your guy might want this for the holidays or for a birthday gift, so keep it in mind. It's called the back blade.
Okay.
And it's for, like, guys. Like, you could do it wet or dry.
Is this an as seen on TV thing? It sounds like it would be.
It seemed, I think it was almost like a Kickstarter. I don't know, but it's online. Like, you can get it on Amazon. But I think it's spelled like BAK blade or something like that. But for your back. But it's just like a long, almost like back scratcher, but it'll get all the hair. Because I'm a hairy guy. And, like, I feel so awkward having my wife groom me. So I meant to text my wife, Lindsay, but I also was just in a conversation with my landlord and Lindsay. So they were like back to back. It said Lindsay on both of them as front.
No.
So I text. I'm like, and I put like, hey, babe, you know, like, can't wait to see you later tonight when you get home. Like, hey, did you order that back blade for me yet?
Oh, no.
And then my landlord responds. He's like, I don't think this text was meant for me, but what's the back blade?
Oh my gosh, that is so awkward.
And then I was like, oh, it's just something to help my back out. But I spelled it the exact way. He's like, wait, is it this? He actually Googled back blade.
How embarrassing.
And he sent me a photo of like the back hair remover thing.
I'm like, why was he still participating in the conversation? I mean, obviously it was only meant for Lindsay.
I think he's joking. Like, he's just poking fun and I'm cool, but God, talk about embarrassing. My landlord now knows that I'm trying to have my wife Amazon Express or whatever, Amazon Prime me a back shaver thing to get rid of all my man fur and just my hairiness. 317-239-1009. For Joe Wants to Know today, tell us about your accidental text message or something you got or received. You're like, oh my God, what happened here? Hey, Joe and Alex Show, who is this?
Hi, this is Maisha.
Hey, did you get in trouble with the back shaver too?
No, I had a different story. That's really embarrassing, and I still cringe to this day when I think about it.
Ooh, let's cringe with you. What happened?
So I liked a guy in college during my first year, and I didn't have the guts to talk to him. So my friend and I, she was like, okay, it was finals time, and she was like, text him, like, you know, good luck, and pretend like you sent it to all your like classmates in the class, and like we were acquaintances, but we weren't really close friends.
Yeah.
So I texted him, just him, but I acted like it was a very generic text, like "Good luck, everyone, on your exam," and blah blah blah. And then I wanted to reply back to her to let her know, but instead I texted back at him, and I was like, "Okay, I texted him this. What do you think?" And instead of to my friend, I texted him, and he was like, what? And oh my gosh, I could not look at him after that. I just avoided him for the whole, like, 4 years of my college.
Wait, it never had a happy ending?
Well, he was like, what do you mean? I was like, sorry, I don't know what that was about. I made some bullshit up. I don't know what I said exactly after that. But no, we never, went back.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate your call. 317-239-1009. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, and we'll get to some of those calls in just 1 second. Hey, good morning. Who is this?
Leslie.
Hey, what's up? Did you have an accidental text or message that you sent or got from somebody?
Yes, it's very embarrassing.
All right, what happened?
I was sending a picture, and I sent it to my mom instead of my boyfriend.
Appropriately,
what
like,
was
keep
the
it clean.
Of?
What was the picture of that you meant to send to your boyfriend? I have some ideas, but what was it?
A picture of me, just a normal picture. Nothing bad.
Well, then what's the
what's
big deal?
So embarrassing?
Oh, it was embarrassing.
Okay, whatever you say.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of disappointed. I thought you'd be like, oh, I was naked.
Yeah, what?
That would be weird. Your parents, nothing wrong with them seeing you as a baby naked, but I don't want my mom to see my little dingle dangle anymore.
I accidentally Snapchatted a photo of me in the bathtub to someone that worked at my old radio station company, the corporate office.
Was
so
it like
that
a sexy pic? Like you meant to send it to somebody else?
It wasn't sexy. Like I don't ever send stuff like that because I'm terrified of it leaking or something. So I've never done that. But it was just my legs in the bathtub. So it was still awkward because like, you know, I'm naked if I'm in the bathtub. So that
were
was
they
weird.
Like, were they like unshaven? Like somebody was into like hairy legs. You're like, hey, look at these.
No, it's just like I was supposed to send it to my girlfriend, like girls' night in, you know. And then I accidentally clicked his name because her name started with the same letter. Mm-hmm. Snapchat is so like it just creates so much anxiety for me because I'm always paranoid I'm going to send something weird to somebody that I don't really talk to.
Yeah, when I said nudes on Snapchat, I always send somebody else's. That way, it's not mine.
So then I texted him personally and I said, "Do not open that snap." And then of course he immediately
opened
that
snap.
So he, like, made fun of me for that. So good thing we work in radio and it's not like I'm a teacher or something, you know, because radio people are so laid back and we don't really get in trouble for a lot of stuff.
Live the Web Girl, what's up?
My cousin accidentally sent a picture of her boobs to her stepmom that she's not very close with. They have like a weird relationship and she was hammered and meant to send it to a guy sent it to her stepmom.
Oh my
like
gosh.
What
did she say? Did she respond?
She just said, "I don't think this was for me, ... because it was at like 2 o'clock in the morning too.
Yep. Man, booby call.
Why am I never getting like booby snaps? Do I need to give out my Snapchat handle? You know what'll happen? I'll get a bunch of wieners, so I won't do that one. But you can snap us Radio Now 1009. No nudes though, please. Unless you're a lady. All right, 317-239-1009. We will continue. Joe Wants to Know. Tell us about your accidental text message.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Tell us us about your accidental text message. I accidentally got in a text conversation with my landlord, cool guy, and my wife, because I just had a conversation with my wife and her name popped up on my text message, but I hit reply to the wrong person in the group conversation, and he now knows that I want my wife to order off Amazon Prime a back shaving device called the Backblade.
I cannot believe you did that.
Did you Google it yet, by the way? I want to know if you're impressed by it. It's like BAK Blade, not like BACK, but like BAK Blade or something. I want to know if you think it's a really solid investment.
Yeah, I mean, that's an intense
shaver. Doesn't it look intense?
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like big dog stuff right there. 317-239-1009. Let's go to Mary on the Joe and Alex show. What do you got, Mary?
Hi, hello?
Hey, good morning, Mary. What is it for you? Tell us about your accidental text message.
Hi, so it didn't happen to me, but we have a family group chat with all my aunts and uncles, and even my grandma's in there, and we just use it to communicate with each other on upcoming events, and my uncle accidentally leaked my aunt's nude.
Oh my God, like how dirty were they if it was your aunt?
It was like three pictures, and it was like her bottom area, then it was her top area, and then it was like the last one was her posing.
Were you impressed at all? I know it's your aunt, but were you like, dang, aunt, whatever's got it going on? Or you're like, oh, aunt, whatever.
It was very saggy. It was embarrassing. I can't look at her.
Oh, God. It was shaggy.
Like my grandma. Yeah, my grandma saw them. No, it was.
She said saggy, not shaggy.
Oh.
It wasn't me. No, it was like she was probably a little bit older and things were sagging to the ground.
I was thinking that meant it was pretty unkempt.
Shaggy. It was all natural. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's go to line number one. Kayla's on the Joe and Alex show. Did you have an accidental text message?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
I was texting my best friend, describing how perfect my male manager was, and I ended up texting him all of this.
Oh, gosh!
Like, what did you say perfect? Was it, like, just work performance, or you mean, like, physical attributes?
I was like, he's literally the male version of me. He wears suits, drinks fine wine one night. Next night, we're drinking beers and eating chicken wings.
Did he text you and say, let's go out after that?
No, but he's never let me forget it, and he's like, honestly, the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
Aw, well, that was a good way to handle it.
I was hoping you'd get a raise out of that.
I know, I was thinking you guys got married. That's what I was hoping.
All right, call your boss out right now. We're going to make him give you a raise on the radio.
Okay.
All right, hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Let's go to line number four. We got Emily on the Joe and Alex show. Did you receive a text that was like accidental, or did you get one?
Well, I received it the way it was supposed to have been received, but I wasn't holding my phone.
Oh, no.
I was my coworker, who is a lot older than me and a lot more. She doesn't even have a cell phone. We'll just say that.
Okay, so technologically inclined. Okay.
Yes. I was showing her a picture on my phone of something. I think it was something probably of my kid. And my husband sent me a picture of the downstairs.
No!
She was holding it. And she looked at it, looks at me and goes, okay, and handed it back to me. And I saw it. Like, she didn't close the picture. And I go, okay. And we were side by side and desks right next to each other in very close quarters. So.
Did she know that was your husband's?
Yeah, well, I mean, she assumed because he works with me also, and he always comes in my office and says hi and hangs out.
Oh, my God, he works there?
He works. All three of us just hanging out with some teen pics.
So did you never talk about it? You just ignored it?
No. I just pretended it didn't happen. I said, yeah. That was cute, huh?
I would have been like, oh, man, those computer viruses again. I got one on my phone. I hate when this happens. Where was
she wouldn't have understood it anyway.
That's true.
Where was your guy taking these pictures at inside the office? Was he like in the bathroom? Or
bathroom.
That's hot, though.
Is it?
If I ever work with my husband, I want him to go sneak off to the bathroom and send me pics.
Yes.
Yes.
15 years. You got to figure something out. I'm telling you.
Relationship goals.
Hang, guys, just hang on one second real quick. Hang on.
No.
I'm not giving my number on the radio. Don't even ask.
No. Hang on. I'm going to grab my phone real quick. Hold on.
Stop. He's unbuttoning his shorts. Stop.
Okay, you know what? Have a good day, guys. We'll talk later.
Hang on. Ooh, that looks good. Good lighting over here. Sorry you guys had to see that. Hey, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
I should ask her, maybe her husband, to give me some tips or tricks or exactly what to do with that.
Good Lord.
Well, if you couldn't get through this morning, Joe and Alex show on Twitter. I'd love to know about those accidental text messages for Joe Wants to Know. All right, Alex, so you were talking about this before, and I'm always hesitant, just being honest, with you hear things or know things about what we'll actually do with it. But what exactly is this story that you wanted to talk about or something? It's involving your dad?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on then? Tell me about it.
So all the years of my life, like growing up and everything, my dad would always tell me about this place that was supposedly in Indianapolis called the House with the Red Door. And my dad and both of my parents grew up in northern Indiana. So they grew up in like Logansport area, Royal Center. Nobody's probably ever heard of it. But anyway,
whatever.
They lived there. And so their friends, I guess, would talk about this place in Indianapolis or around Indianapolis called the House with the Red Door. My dad can't remember exactly where it is. But we were talking yesterday again about it because he had brought it up since it's like Halloween time and was like, hey, remember that place that I told you about? You and Joe should try to find it or see if anyone else has heard about it. And
can I be honest, just to stop you real quick? Anybody that wants me to go with them to find these weird, scary, haunted things. No, like, listen, I'm not going to Joppa, for example. Like,
yeah, we've talked about Joppa on the show before.
You want to go to Joppa? No, I'm not going to Joppa on that church and whatever's out there. No.
Well, supposedly this place, it's like one house, the House with the Red Door, and it's like 10 times more haunted than Joppa. Like, there's some stuff that goes down there.
Okay. All right, cool.
Hey, guys. Alex's dad is on the phone. Pick it up.
Oh, Mr. Clark. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Are you calling in for the House with the Red Door?
Yes.
What do you know?
Well, when I was a young lad growing up in northern Indiana, we heard about this House with the Red Door quite often and never was able to get down there and look at it. But supposedly, if you pulled in the driveway, the car would roll uphill, and then you'd see blue lights dancing around in the windows from room to room. And supposedly, there was no electricity in this place. So that's pretty much the stories we all heard when we were pretty young.
Yeah, see, so my dad would always talk about this place. He'd be like, Alex, he would always like scare me, but it's like a real place. He'd be like, oh, if you're not good, I'm going to take you to the House with the Red Door.
Still applies, too.
All right, wow, okay. Well, Alex's dad, Mr. Clark, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show and giving us some more details here about the House with the Red Door.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, good morning, JR. You're on the Joe and Alex show, and you actually have heard about the House with the Red Door. What have you heard, or what do you know?
Well, I actually have experienced a little bit of it. I'm a paramedic, and I picked a patient up on the Near East Side. And, you know, we see a lot of weird stuff, and I personally see a lot of death and people that are super close to death.
Ooh.
So we picked this patient up, and he was acting really weird, and he kept talking about this house with the red door, house with the red, and that's all he would say.
No.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was really weird. So I kind of researched this topic, the paranormal stuff, and I'm not really a big believer, but I told my wife about it, who was pregnant at the time, and supposedly that's, you know, helps things out. So the next night after I got off work, I went and picked up my wife and drove around, and we found this house that had this really weird looking red door, and it just felt like I was connected with it.
Ooh.
So it was an old abandoned house. It looked something like a scary movie type deal. So I talked my wife into breaking into this house and
while she's pregnant,
looking around. Yeah, while she was pregnant, she's crazy.
Jeez.
So we went in, and I kept having this really weird feeling, and so did she. I mean, we didn't really see anything per se, but when we walked out, I was like, you know, that was just stupid. And about that time, my wife screamed really, really loud, to the point we had to run back to the car because I thought somebody was going to call the cops on us. But she said her back was on fire. So I lifted up the back of her shirt, and she had these huge four look like claw marks.
Oh my God.
All the way down her back, and it freaked me out. Like, I have goosebumps talking about it. It was so weird.
Wow, that is incredible, JR. If you're just tuning in here, it's the Joe and Alex show, and we're talking about what Alex brought up, and then her dad confirmed it, and now JR did too, the House with the Red Door. and people are hearing about it, and just we're trying to get details this morning about it.
That's pretty freaking incredible, JR. We might have to give you the haunted call of the day and hook you up with some tickets.
We're going to hook you up with those Indy Screen Park passes, JR. Thanks for calling in and telling us about the house with the red door.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
All right, this is... I never heard of this before, Alex.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like kind of like a legend.
Okay. Zach, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Have you heard about the house with the red door?
Yes, I have. I heard it's near Fisher's by Stream and Woods, and you have to go down a fork in the road. I also heard that if you go inside and sleep in the bed, a ghost with bloody fingers will come out and moan, and a year later you die.
What? That sounds like one of those things that you hear about in elementary school, like Bloody Mary, like something like that. But what's weird is that every single person that I've talked to about this place, when they mention the House of the Red Door, it's like everyone has a different location of where it supposedly is. It's like nobody knows exactly where it is, which is really creepy.
All right, well, interesting. I guess thanks for sharing it. I don't know what else to say. It's just... If you know anything else, or if you heard about the House with the Red Door, you can let us know.
Yeah, we want to hear about it. 317-239-1009.
Okay, you're saying to go talk to Kathy?
Kathy, yeah, line 3.
All right, Kathy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you have something to say about the House with the Red Door?
Yeah, I heard about the House with the Red Door. And I heard that it's not really the house. It's actually the door that... is supposed to be crazy, possessed.
What?
Yeah, it's the door. So I heard that the people that have initially lived in the house, say 40 years ago, 50 years ago, I'm not really sure what the time frame is, but he was a normal guy, and all of a sudden he just started bringing people home and tormenting them and...
Oh my God.
And just, and his wife was going insane too, and because he was doing all of this and she didn't understand why. I mean, you're talking like June and, you know, June Cleaver kind of family.
Ooh.
And then they ended up taking the wife to the state asylum down, you know, in Indianapolis or
yeah.
Indiana, and she went so insane that she would cut herself and make her room door red and just smear the blood all over the door to make the room, the door red.
Okay, I'm out. I don't think I've seen that on HGTV.
No, and well, the thing is, my son used to go down because, you know, that thing's been abandoned and done for a long, long time. And there are secret tunnels in that asylum and stuff like that. Well, he said that he found a door with like handprints on it, and it's like smeared and it's faded, of course, but he said that he found a room down there that is just smeared with blood, like
yeah.
The door is all red.
Yeah, well, that girl has a really messed up board on Pinterest, I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, well, I heard it was the door, not the house.
Okay, well, that's messing me up. That is messing me up, Kathy!
Kathy, I want to say thank you, but... What the hell?
I just want to go ahead and reiterate. I live alone. These stories scare me. Keep me up at night.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Kathy, for calling in. If you're just like, what's this all about? Alex told us initially a story that her dad told her about. Then her dad called in, and we've had several other calls. People talking about somewhere here in India, the surrounding area, the house with a red door, the red door.
Yeah.
And like, we're asking people if they've heard about it.
It's like a legend.
Have they experienced something with it? Like, what do they know?
We're starting to get some comments on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. So if you can't get through on the phone or call us right now, like if you're at work or something already, comment there what you've heard or what you think about the house with the red door. A couple people on there said they've heard about a house having blue lights dancing around. Like what my dad was saying, how he heard that the house with the red door had some blue lights. She's like, I didn't know it was called the house with the red door, but I have heard about blue lights in a house.
Absolutely insane. Okay, cool. Well, thank you guys so much for your help this morning. I'm wondering, do you guys actually eat with your family or anybody else in your friends like in a dining room anymore? Does anybody actually need a dining room table?
I mean, like when I'm at my parents' house, we do, but
your place,
not
so
at my house.
Forget the old family.
I had bar stools. I didn't even buy a kitchen table because, like,
stool.
Oh, yeah. You just perked Live the Web Girl up.
Oh my gosh!
Anything with bar stool, she gets excited. Well, this is interesting. They're saying that like people are really not eating traditionally in the dining room anymore. It's definitely not as common as it used to be. According to a new survey, only 52% of people say they even want a dining room in their home. Not that they eat at it, but they even have one.
Yeah, it's kind of like useless. I don't know. It's like
wait. So where are you eating your meals at?
In the kitchen. Like, you just have one kitchen table. I think it's weird to have, like, a separate dining room now.
We actually eat in our living room, and we use, like, our coffee table as, like, the dining table.
But here's the thing.
Is that white trash? I mean, I'm yeah. the white trashest person you'll ever meet.
It's just all around trash.
But here's the
where
thing.
Where do you eat?
What do I eat?
Yeah, where?
On the couch. In the bed.
Wherever I can.
In my car.
On my toilet.
But, like, it's more in now. It's trendy for new builds, like houses that are being built right now, to have open concept designs. So they don't want a separated dining room. They just have a bigger space for kitchen and living room. And then you have a giant, like, farm table as your kitchen table, which would be, like, I mean, big enough for Thanksgiving dinner, you know?
Well, that's not, I'm just talking about a table in general. I feel like more and more and more people are no longer using tables. I'm like, wow.
Listen, HGTV, call me. Call me. Chip and Joanna, their show's gone.
What would your show be called? What would your show be called?
I don't know. What would it be called? I mean, I like to decorate the same way. French farmhouse style, French country style. That's how I decorate, so.
Alex is French country style.
I'm not decorating with any blood smeared on the door. I can tell you that right now.